Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Fight and war. a young man I carried me. When I was a young man, I carried my pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when the blood stained the sand and the water. They called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. And we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. And it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of death, blood and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive. Corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over tip. And when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go waltzing Matilda to the green bushes so far and near, for to hang tens and pegs a man needs two legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. warmer than mine. And they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane. Those proud wounded heroes of Silver. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be. And thank Christ, there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared, and they turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my own comrades, how proudly they march, reliving the dream of past glory. I see the old men, all twisted and torn, the forgotten heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. The band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, go a waltzing Matilda with me.
You know, don't you, Kenneth, or haven't I told you, every telling has a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. Look, look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty are taking root, and my cold chair's gone ashy. Beelu, Beelu. What age is that? It soon is late. 'Tis endless now since I ere one last saw Waterhouse's clock. They took it asunder, I heard them sigh. When will they reassemble? Oh, my back, my back, my back. I'd want to go to Aixley Pains. Ping pang, there's the bell for sex alighting. A concept of this in the spray. Pang. Bring out the clothes, ring in the dew. God of Ari, vert the showers and grant thy grace, aman. Will we spread them here now? Aye, we will. Spread on your bank, and I'll spread mine on mine. But it's what I'm doing, spread. It's churn and shield, their wench is rising. I lay a few stones on the hostel sheet, a man and his bride embrace between them, else I'd have folded and sprinkled them only. And I'll tie my butcher's apron here, it's suety yet, the strollers will pass it by. 6 shifts, 10 kerchiefs, 9 to haul to the fire, and 1 for the code, the convent napkins, 12, 1 baby shawl. Good Mother Joseph, no, she said. Whose head? Mother Snores. They attach it. Where now are all of her children, say? In kingdom gone, or power to come, or glory be to them, Father. All alluvial, all alluvial. Some here, or no more. far again lost on a stranger. I heard tell that same brooch of the Shannons was married into a family in Spain, and all the dunders de dun in Martland's Vineland beyond Brendan's herring pool takes number 9 in Yangtze's hat. And one of Biddy's beads went bobbing till it rounded up lost history with a marigold and a cobbler's candle in a side strain of a main drain of a man's in a hurry's off bachelor's walk. But all that is left to the lost of the Mars in the loop of the years prefixed in between is one knee buckle and two hooks in the front. Do you tell me that now? I do in troth. Horara probs et poor las animas. Oh, soul, we're umbers on. Misha, didn't you hear it a deluge of times? Over and over, respond to spawn. You did, I need. It's that ear of waddy knife stoke in my arms. It all but hush with an evil sound. Oh, Runoko, what's your trouble? Is that the great Finn leader himself in his joy Pomona on his statue riding the high horse there for Hengist? Father of authors, it is himself. Beyond there, is it that on Fanarine Common? You're thinking of Astley's amphitheater, where the bobby or a stranger making sugar stuffed pouts to the ghost white horse of the peppers. Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. It's well I know your sort of slop, pup. Ireland sober as Ireland stiff. Lord, help you, Mariah, full of grease. The Lord is with me. Your prayers. Aye, Sancho, Madam Angot. Why are you lifting your elbow, tell us, glazy cheeks, in Conway's Carrigacorrod canteen? Was I what, hobbledy hip? Flop. Your rear gates creak or Roman, bits your butts disagree. Haven't I up since the damp dawn? Martha and Mary, all a hook. With Corrigan's pulse and very coarse veins, my pram axle smashed, Alice Jane in the time, and my one-eyed mongrel twice run over, soaking and bleaching boiler rags, and sweating cold, a widow like me for to deck my tennis champion son, the laundry man with the lavender flannels. You won your limp of all limp from the husky hussars, when collars and cuffs was heir to the town, and your slur gave the stink to Carlo. Oh, the man, I saw it again, near the golden falls. I see honest, dense of light. There, subdue your noise, you humble creature. What is it but a blackberry growth? Or that dwyer grey ass and four old codger's owns? Are you meaning Tarpy and Lyons and Gregory? I mean now thank all the four of them, and the roar of them, that drave that stray in the mist, and old Johnny MacDougall along with them. Is that the pool bag flasher beyond? Far, far. Or a fireboat coasting near the Kishna, or a glow I behold within a hedge, or my Gary come back from the Indies. Wait till the honeying of the loon log. Die, Eve, little Eve, die. We see that wonder in your eyes. We'll meet again. We'll part once more. The spot I'll seek is the hour you'll find. My chart shines high where the blue milk's upset. Forgive me quick, I'm going. Goodbye. And you pluck your watch, forget me not. Your even load, so safe to journey then. My sights are swimming ticker on me by the shadows to this place. I saw home slowly now by own way, my valley way. Towy I too, brat mine. Ah, but she was the queer old Scotia anyhow, Anne Olivia Trinketoes. I'm sure he was the queer old bunce too, dear dirty dumpling, foster father of Fingals and Gaffer Gills. Gaffer and Gammer were all their gangsters. Hadn't he seven dams to wive him, and every dam had her seven crutches, and every crutch had its seven hues, and each hue had a differing cry. Suds for me and supper for you, and the doctor's bill for Joe John. Before, he married his markets cheap by foul, I know, like any Etrurian Catholic heathen, in their pinky, lemony, creamy Bernies, and their Turkish Indian moles. But at milked mass, who was the spouse? Then all that was fair, tis elven land, teams of times and happy returns, the same anew. Ordo Vico or Vi Ricordo, Anna was, Libya is, Flora Bell's to be. Northmen's thing made South folks place, but how multiplurators make each one in person, Latin me that, me Trinity scholard, out of your Sanskrit into our Aryan. Hircus civis eblanensis, he had buckled paps on him, soft ones for orphans. Oh, Lord, twins of his bosom, Lord, save us. And ho, hey, for all men, what? His tittering daughters of, walk, can't hear with the waters of, the chittering waters of, flittering bats, field mice, bark, talk. Oh, are you not gone a home? What, Tom Malone, can't hear with bark of bats, all the lifting waters of. Oh, talk, save us. My goose won't moose. I feel as old as yonder elm. A tale told of Shaun of Shem, all Livia's daughter son. Dark hawks hear us. My whole head falls. I feel as heavy as yonder stone. Tell me of Shaun of Shem. Who were Shem and Shaun, the living sons and daughters of? Night now, tell me, tell me, tell me, Elm. Night, night, tell me tale of stem of stone beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of, night.
Johnny sang a bell after
Betty, my darling, remember that the doom will be mine if I stay. 'Tis far better to part, though it's hard to, than to rot in their prison away. 'Tis far better to part, though it's hard to, than to rot in their prison away. So softly he then kissed her pale lips. 'Twas the same story over and o'er. Ashma burning, the police are watching, and you know that I must go ashore. Ashma burning, the police are watching, and you know that I must go ashore.
Smile in the dark of an alley you would work for
There's lots of chewing all on the old mine track.
Somewhere among the clouds above, those that I fight I do not hate, those that I guard I do not love. My country is cooked hard and crust, my countrymen cooked hard and poor. Not likely end could bring them lust, or leave them happier than before. Nor law nor duty bade me fight, nor public man nor cheering crowds. A lonely impulse of delight draws this tumult in the clouds. I balanced all, brought all to mind, the years to come seemed waste of breath. A waste of breath, the years behind, in balance with this life, this death.
Richard Tauber are singing by the bed. There's a glass of punch below your feet and an angel at your head. There's devils on each side of you with bottles in their hand. You need one more drop of poison and you'll dream of foreign lands.
When you pissed yourself in Frankfurt and got sipped down in Cologne, and you heard the rattling death trains as you lay there all alone. Frank Ryan bought your whiskey in a brothel in Madrid, and you text some fucking blackshirt who was cursing all the yids. And a sick bit of Coop Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, and the ghosts are rattling at the door and the devil's in the chair. Instant tavern, you screamed it was your shell, but they wouldn't give you a service, so you kicked the windows out. They took you out into the street, kicked you in the brains, so you went back in through a bolted door and did it all again. And a sick bit of Coop Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, and the doors are rattling at the door, and the devil's in the chair. foul evening. When you heard the banshees howl, there was lazy drunken bastards singing Billy in the Bell. They took you up to midnight mass, left you in the lurch. So you dropped a button in the plate and spewed up in the church. Sing a song of liberty for blacks and packs of jocks, and I'll take you from this dump you're in and stick you in a box. Then I'll take you to the prior and shove you in the ground. We'll stick your head back out and shout, we'll have another round. At the graceful of Kilcullen, we'll kneel around and cry, and God is in his heaven and Billy's down by the bay.
Did I do like a Pussycat Dolls, like pushing on my buttons, babe, thing?
No, I just hit the wrong buttons. You just hit like...
You're like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Analog phone.
Yeah.
Banger. My fault. I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muppet. The
show is called Beyond All Limits.
Beyond All Limits.
Radio Valencia.
In San Francisco,
yes.
Mission District, next California.
It's the makeup room, which actually is making some noise tonight, so you might hear a little
bit.
Yeah,
something's actually going on there, yeah. Which, that's cool.
There's a band playing, yeah, that's cool, right? I don't get that enough.
Amen. Well, at least not on a Monday. Other nights of the week, yes, but yes. on a Monday, not typically.
Well, we is like us, not the royal we, but us. Me and you.
The royal we.
But us, not the royal.
The royal we.
Right. Oh, happy St. Paddy's Day. We're just playing some Irish theme music.
Yeah.
And spoken word. Stars Little Pogue and Shane Abbey. But he died this year. I figured I never really did. I didn't really do a tribute for Shane, so this is kind of the tribute.
I don't know if we did, but I know plenty of other people did. And yeah. I work at a record store, and at my job, there was definitely a very Pogues heavy week that week where we played a lot of Pogues records, and it was cool. So I felt like we paid necessary homage, and you know, maybe we didn't necessarily do it on this show, but I felt like at least in my world there was there was homage due, and I feel like that homage was paid, even though maybe we didn't necessarily do it on this show.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't really play much, so since we have a show on St. Paddy's Day, I was doing my Shane tribute
tribute. We're doing Pogues, and we have a whole night of Irish tunes.
Theme tunes.
Queued up for you all, so please stay tuned for a night of Irish music and St. Paddy's Day themed set. We just had Pogues, obviously, but coming up we have
another thing.
We have Van Morrison, Thin Lizzy, Stiff Little Fingers, and maybe a couple other things.
Yeah, a few other things. So you'd say we just listened to the Pogues. Was it the first track, I think, off of From Somebody and Lash, Sick Bed of Cuchulainn? I don't know, I never know how to say that. Cuchulainn?
I really don't know.
Irish word. Before that, we heard Weird Shane McGowan and the Popes is post Pogues band.
Okay.
Doing from an album called Rare B-Sides. An Irish airman foresees his death. That was a weird spoken word thing. I like that song a lot, actually. An old traditional, their Old Main Drag, traditional in regards to the Pogues.
Yeah.
From Simon Lash. Kitty, a great song from Red Roses for me that gets kind of overlooked.
Oh, Taste. That's the other one I have coming.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for Taste.
Go give it all away.
Sorry.
Give it all away.
My mind just suddenly was like, blip. Sorry.
Before Kitty, we had a pair of brown eyes in a beautiful tune of the Pogues from Rumside and Lash also, which that album is crazy. There's so many amazing songs, but anyway. Yeah. I was playing a rare recording I found of James Joyce reading a section of Finnegan's Wake.
James Joyce.
Which is kind of beautiful. And incoherent and amazing at the same time.
Beautiful.
It's like hearing him read those verses makes more sense because you hear his jangle, his Irish jangle.
Totally.
The jangle is part of the words. And we started off with the saddest of all Pogues tunes, The Bed Played Waltzing Matilda.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the other legless song, the country song, but I'll remember that next week.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Next week.
Yeah. I'll play a song of a set of songs about people who lost their legs during the war. Or a war.
Right.
So that's what we got so far. Some Irish stuff. Irish. All right. No one says it that way here. I don't know if it's the East Coast thing or not. Irish.
Irish what?
I guess you say it that way. That's good, yeah.
What? How do we say it?
No, I hear people say Irish. It's like Irish.
Irish?
Irish.
Irish.
Yeah,
I don't know. Irish? I don't know. I never really thought about whether it's Irish or Irish.
I see there are people say it weird.
Irish. I don't know.
Irish.
I don't know. It's not like, I don't know. It's not like crayon or crayon.
No, that's different. Yeah, Southern people are idiots. Yeah, they're not really smart.
I don't know.
Sorry. Southern accents are terrible. all right. Let's see what else we got going on. More music, I guess. St. Patty's Day. What else? I don't know.
Should we get
to this next set?
Yeah, we got
curious what you got queued up. I want to hear it.
I know. We got some
music from people from Ireland.
Corned beef and cabbage to go from our favorite local pub and got it here. And so
it's definitely not our favorite local pub, but it's the closest place.
By favorite local, I mean it's a block away from us, so it's the most convenient local pub. Most convenient local pub.
A place in a mile or half mile radius.
It's a block away from us, but yeah, I mean it's like, and they're doing corned beef and cabbage night tonight. So we picked up some corned beef and cabbage. It's quite good.
Yes.
So we're enjoying some corned beef and cabbage and listening to Irish tunes. Like I said, we got some Taste, some Thin Lizzy, some Stiff Little Fingers, some Van Morrison coming up for
good.
You.
Let's get to that, I guess.
And also, I have a Irish little drinking tune that I tried to find a version of it on.
We get to that later if you want. You want to do it now?
No, I kind of want to do it and get it out of the way.
Okay. I also forgot I have some nipple rectors here.
So I couldn't find a good version of it online or on YouTube or on vinyl or anything. So I'm going to subject you to listening to my singing and
do it.
I'm going to sing this Irish drinking tune, and then as soon as I'm done, then we will get into the Van Morrison set the evening.
Before you sing, which record do you want me to start first? Because I might jump right
in. The one on the left.
Of course.
You would do that to me. Because you read left to right.
So. Yeah, but it's the farther one, of course.
Yeah. That's how I roll.
God forbid.
But yeah, like I said, this is an old Irish drinking song, and... like I said, I tried to find a version of it online or on vinyl, and I couldn't. So instead, I'm just going to sing it and whatever. Sorry in advance. Come guess me this riddle. What beats fife and fiddle? What's hotter than mustard and milder than cream? What best wets your whistle? What's clearer than crystal? Sweeter than honey and stronger than steam? What can make the dumb talk? What can make the lame walk? What's the elixir of life and philosopher's stone? And would help Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel. Sure wasn't it whiskey from old and in shone. So stick to the crater, the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrow and raising your joys. For Lord, I have wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of whiskey, me boys. Happy St. Patty's Day, y'all.
Yes, whiskey, my boys. All right, that's the music. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. All right, here we go. Here we go. Good job.
Champagne, I had. the solid ground. Hear the countdown. And she moves on the solid earth. And she knows what her wisdom is worth. She moves on the solid ground. And the count it down. Lift me up. Fill my cup. And I've tried and went, Lord. And she keep the flame. And she give me hope. Carry on.